in justifying human rights. This problem is simply that human rights demand absolute standards for human value. One has to establish the value of the human being in an unqualified way. One has to arrive at what the U.S. Declaration of Independence spoke of as inalienable rights or unalienable rights. But we discovered that an attempt to arrive at absolute value for the human being, inalienable rights, simply could not arise successfully on a relativistic foundation. Therefore, human rights demand an appeal beyond the efforts in domestic law or international law to formulate such statements. We found logically that in order to reach an absolute foundation for human rights, it's essential to rise above the human situation to some transcendent source. A transcendent source of human rights becomes, therefore, not one of the optional possibilities in grounding human rights, but the only route that logically one can follow in order to solve the dilemmas in this field. In simple terms, water doesn't rise above its own level. You need a fulcrum outside the world in order to move it. We need to have some foundation established for human rights that we ourselves turn out to be incapable of establishing. And so we move necessarily in the field of human rights to a theological foundation. And we pointed out last night that the historic Christian faith has affirmed that a revelation comes from the outside.